Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy a select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
And it just keeps going. So, just the other day, we're talking about the Duggars. The Tawny Town, it's the name of a community in northwest Arkansas. Police, they arrived at the Duggar family compound with a warrant looking for Kendra Duggar, who's 27 years old, wife of Joseph Duggar, mother of four. She's not home, so they wait. And she eventually shows up, arrested on the spot, walked through booking at the Washington County Detention Center, mugshot taken, blank stare, visibly shaken. 83 minutes later, she's out on $1,470,000 bond. Photographer catches her and a passenger seat of a car outside the jail. Both hands are covering her face. Her husband has been in a cell since Wednesday. He's not getting out. He waived his extradition rights on Friday, which means Bay County, Florida now has 30 days to come collect him and bring him back to face a charge that, under Florida law, carries a potential life sentence. 72 hours, two members of the same household arrested, two separate criminal investigations running simultaneously in two different states, four children at home, age 3, 5, 6, and 7. Shouldn't they be proud of mom and dad? If you've been following the headlines this week and feel like the pieces aren't quite connecting, that's because most of the coverage has treated this as one story. It's not. It's actually two. And you need to understand both of them separately before you can understand what this family is actually facing right now. On March 17th to 26th, a father confronted Joseph Duggar about what had allegedly happened to his daughter, the girl at the time, 9 years old when it occurred. She's now 14. The alleged incidents happened during a family vacation in Panama City, Beach, Florida, in 2020 at a residence on Denny Drive. She'd been carrying this for nearly 5 years before she said anything out loud. Not as a data point, as a reality. A child experiences something, doesn't tell anyone, grows into a teenager, and eventually they find the words. So for any dumb ass out there who likes to say, well, it took her 5 years, she was 9. I actually heard that over the weekend. Actually discussing this case in an Uber. When the dumbass driver brought up, well, it took her 5 years. Yeah. And she was 9. Even more crazy about that moment was the fact that my daughter was in the car with me. And she's about the same age as this girl in Florida who had this happen to her when she was 9. But don't be surprised when you start talking about this story or hearing more about this story that you hear a bunch of idiots going, well, it took her 5 years. Yeah, I'm sure that 9-year-old was sitting there plotting and planning her payday on the Duggars at 9. Oh, it's mom and dad. No, it's not mom and dad. It's not. Because in this case, Joseph admitted to it. Even when you have the jackasses that are saying things like this, it's like, hey, dumb fuck. He admitted to it, too. Oh. Not to say that people can't make things up. They certainly do. But in this case, I'm sorry. He admitted to it. She was 9. His family has a track record. It is what it is. And it's pretty freaking horrific. So beware. Beware as this case gets discussed in the coming days and weeks of those who like to downplay these sort of things. Because I got news for you. Probably at 9, she didn't really know what the hell was happening. She thought this is normal. That's how people like this get away with this sort of stuff. So anyway, happy to share that little nugget. So she grows into a teenager, eventually finds the words. She tells someone. Her father listened, and then her father did something about it. Thank God. On March 17th, he confronted Joseph directly. According to the arrest affidavit released by the Bay County Sheriff's Office, a Taney Town detective was quietly on the line during that call. Joseph didn't deny, allegedly, what the father was telling him. He admitted it to the father, and then a second time to the detectives. Documented in that arrest affidavit. That admission is what produced the warrant. What the girl described in her forensic interview per that affidavit, Joseph allegedly asked her repeatedly to sit on his lap over the course of the vacation. This is always such a big red flag to me. Anybody. Anytime there's like some guy asking somebody else's kid to go sit on their lap, it's like, what the? Oh, it's nothing. Yeah, you know what? It is. It's just kind of freaking weird these days. You know, it's always kind of been a little weird. If we're going to be really honest about it, it's always been kind of weird. It's just there wasn't enough adults sticking their heads up going, that's not appropriate. That's not appropriate. There's too many generations where we let this one go by and go, oh, they're harmless. They're just a harmless person. They would never do anything until it's like, oh, until they do something. Then it's like, oh, we didn't see that coming. Oh, really? Well, all the kids who felt uncomfortable sitting on everybody's lap for all those years might have had something to say of like, this is a little much. Like, there's a seat right here. I'll sit next to you. We can talk. We can hang out. I don't need to have part of my body near your parts. I don't really see the need for that in any way, shape, or form. But as so many do, so many brush it off. Oh, totally fine. Go take a blanket, put it around you and my daughter, and snuggle up together. What could possibly be weird about that? People are so stupid. Well, it's innocent. It's just, and I'm sure, I mean, look, there's plenty of people where truly it is. But you know what? Just don't do it. How about that? Just don't do that. Because you never know. If that kid, the last time some strange friend or friend of mom and dad's or family friend or whatever the hell they would consider themselves to be, had somebody do that, this sort of stuff might have happened. So while you may be the innocent one going, I've never done that, I would never do that, no one's ever done that to me, great, consider yourself really freaking lucky, because a lot of people didn't. And just because that's your reality doesn't mean it's somebody else's reality or this little girl's reality. I can guarantee anytime somebody's sitting around going, come here, let's put a blanket over us, there's one thing going through her head, and it's not snuggle time. Shame we live in a world like this. Yeah, it is. It's a shame that people like this have been enabled for so long under the guise of God. Oh, they're religious, they're godly, they're wonderful, they would never... Yeah, they only have a track record of diddling children, that's all. What the girl disclosed in her forensic interview, per that affidavit, Joseph already asked her repeatedly to sit on his lap over the course of the vacation. As the days continued, he asked her to sit behind him, beside him on a couch and cover them both with a blanket. Under that blanket, according to investigators, he... Yeah. He used his hands in ways no man should be using his hands on a small child. This happened more than once. At some point, the affidavit states he apologized and the conduct stopped. Well, that's good, because that seems to be how it works with the Duggars. Apologize and it's all good. Remember Jim Bob? Jim, you know, impossible. He, you know, remember the other one? The other one who went off, sent off to go work at the boys' camp and putting up drywall after he was doing it to his sisters. And it's like, oh, he's a changed man. You stupid fucks. On March 18th, Tawnytown police received the warrant from Bay County and arrested Joseph Garrett Duggar, the seventh of Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar's 19 children. Husband, father of four kids, all under the age of eight, at his home in Tawnytown, Arkansas. The Florida charges are lewd and lascivious conduct, or I'm not going to say the word because we don't want to get flagged, of a victim less than 12. And lewd and lascivious behavior conducted by a person 18 years or older. So... Under Florida statute 800.04, lewd, lascivious M of a child under 12 by a person 18 or older is classified as a life felony. Thank God. It's not a phrase used loosely in Florida criminal law. It's one of the most serious charges classifications on the books. Sitting alongside murder and armed S battery in terms of sentencing exposure, he could go away for life. Good. Put him there, throw away the key, put him in a cell with somebody named Bubba who's been S repressed for a little while and is ready to have a buffet. Duggar's coming to town. A conviction can mean the rest of your life in prison. Joseph is 31 years old. He waived extradition on Friday. The clock to his transfer to Florida is now running. That's case one. Remember I said there's more than one case here? There is. There's two. Oh! Maybe by the end of the week there'll be three. Who knows? Case two is the one that's gotten less attention, and it deserves a little bit more. But let's understand what it actually means, though, too, okay? Because it is a completely different investigation involving different allegations with a different set of potential victims entirely. But when we understand why the second set of charges, or really the first set of charges for her, the wife, came down, let's understand it. Let's go through what it actually means. When a parent in an Arkansas household is arrested on child S charges and minor children live in that home, state procedure triggers an automatic home study. Investigators go to the residence. It's not punitive and it's not discretionary. It's protocol designed specifically to assess whether the children already in that home are safe. It happened here within days of Joseph's arrest. So he gets charged. Gets arrested. He's going to go face it in Florida. Arkansas then has to go, because those charges were not stemming from his house in Arkansas. Different state, different set of charges. It's a different thing. Arkansas then sees the red flag and says, oh, red flag with this human being who has children in their home. Let's go see what's going on at the house. According to a source with knowledge of the case who spoke with Us Weekly, investigators went to the Duggar home and reportedly found rooms with door locks installed on the outside, not the inside. The outside, meaning children could be locked in their own rooms from the hallway. That specific detail has not been confirmed by police on the record, okay? So that's Us Weekly is saying that it's interesting. Because the investigation remains active and Arkansas law limits public disclosure in cases involving minors. We say it in the way the sourcing supports it. Reported by a source with direct knowledge of the case, not yet officially confirmed. So that right there, I guess, could possibly be enough to get you in a little bit of trouble, which is really what this is with the Arkansas charges. What is confirmed by Taneytown Police Department press release is what the investigation produced. Both Joseph and Kendra Duggar were charged with 4 counts each of second degree endangering the welfare of a minor and 4 counts each of second degree false imprisonment. They have 4 children. The number of counts is not a coincidence. Under Arkansas law, second-degree endangering the welfare of a minor involves knowingly engaging in conduct that creates a substantial risk of serious harm to a child. Second-degree false imprisonment involves restraining a person without their consent and without legal authority to do so. Both are misdemeanor offenses, and that distinction matters enormously because Kendra Duggar's charges are categorically different in legal weight from the felonies Joseph is facing in Florida. Misdemeanor does not mean meaningless. False imprisonment of a child is false imprisonment of a child, but conflating a misdemeanor with a potential life felony does not serve you guys, and it doesn't serve accuracy. They are not the same thing. So that should be said. Kendra has not been charged with anything connected to the Florida case. Her charges are in Arkansas. They are separate. She was released on $1,470,000 bond and had a hearing now scheduled for the 23rd, which is actually as of their recording right now. Both she and Joseph have an April 29th court date in Elm Springs District Court, another town right around here. Yeah, we record here in this Northwest Arkansas. I've run into these folks at the restaurants. So that's important to note, to understand what's going on here. Kendra, can I talk to you for just a second? I know you got 4 kids. You've seen the track record of this family. I know you've been brought up in this madness. Run as far and fast as you can from these people. Nothing good will come of it. That's my opinion. That's my advice. I don't know what else to tell you. Does anyone have anything? I don't have anything. I mean, seriously, they don't watch TV. They don't use the internet much. They don't. So I don't know. I mean, if you've not seen it yet, go watch Shiny Happy People on Amazon. All right. That'll give you a much better understanding of the family and the IBPLS or whatever the hell their religion is called. And I use the word religion generously. It's a cult, in my opinion. And there's a lot of people in it. It explains it well. It'll help you understand how one might find themselves in this situation. And give you grace to understand that a lot of people, most of the people in this situation, they are victims. They are unknowingly victims. But again, everybody's an adult here at some point too. And at some point we got to use our own agency and go, you know what? Maybe this isn't the best option. Maybe I was swindled into something that's really not what is going to be best for me or my children. Maybe the best thing is getting my children as far away from this family as I possibly can. I don't know. Just a thought. That's how I'd be feeling if I were in your shoes right now. Now, the family responses, because that part of the story is just as revealing as the charges. Josh Duggar, remember Josh? The one who's already in prison, the oldest of the 19 children, currently serving 12 and a half years at FCI, Seagoville Federal Prison, convicted of receiving and possessing child CSAM material, some of it depicting children under the age of 12. He issued a statement through his attorney to the Daily Mail. He said his brother's arrest deeply saddened him. He spoke about the painful reality of false accusations. Oh, that's where this goes, kids. Yes, it's not, oh my God, this is horrible. I hope he gets the help he needs. I've been benefiting from the help I've been receiving in prison. No, it's just false accusations. Go into the denial route. Oh, helping the cause there, Joshy. He said the truth gets twisted into, and this comes directly from his attorney's statement, sensationalized fiction. I don't think his hand was sensationalized fiction to that 9-year-old. Siri, I mean, or do you all consider your hands sensationalized fiction? Is that what you guys call it when you're doing your stuff? I'm up for some sensationalized fiction right now. Let me go to my dark, cordoned off hard drive at my used car dealership and engage in some sensationalized fiction. Is that how you've reworded this shit in your mind to justify your existence? To justify where is that what the Lord calls it? Is that what the Lord called, or is that what Jim Bob called it? No, it's probably just you. I'm not going to put words in Jim Bob. But Jim Bob, what do you think of that? What do you think of your son referring to sensationalized fiction as describing, Joshy's problems over there and your other son's problems that he's admitted to on audio with an officer listening? Is that sensationalized fiction? Is it? Ha. Huh. You guys got weird definitions of sensationalized fiction, because it's more so a damning, harsh reality is what I like to call it. And the rest of the world does outside of the compound that doesn't fuck like rabbits. Yeah. Because to the rest of the world out here, you know who seem more like sensationalized fiction? Your family, your religion. All of that. Sensationalized fiction, that's the IBPL fuck you S, whatever the hell it is. That world, a lot of people look at it and go, that's got to be sensationalized fiction. And then we look at it closer, like, oh God, no, this is the seventh layer of hell, in my opinion. How it would be lovely if all of this was sensationalized fiction. Unfortunately, you guys brought the horror to the scene. And then when people call your asses out, it's, oh, sensationalized. Yeah. Do you guys tell yourself whatever you need to get by? Okay. Anybody need any money in their campaign? In their canteen? Their campaign. I was thinking of Jim Bob's run in their canteen. Anybody need any money in their canteen over there where Josh is? Anyone? It's curious. Josh might need a reality check of sensationalized fiction and reality. Joseph Duggar did not say it was fiction. Joseph Duggar allegedly admitted to this conduct to the victim's father and then a second time to law enforcement, documented in their arrest affidavit. So I don't even I don't think Josh even knows what's going on. He just immediately, the knee-jerk response to everything, I guess, seems to be sensationalized fiction, even though he admitted to doing it. There's no ambiguity in the record about whether Joseph said it happened. He said it happened, and the man convicted of downloading child CSAM material, currently sitting in federal prison, responded to his brother's admission by invoking false accusations and media sensationalism. Josh Duggar's appeal of his conviction failed in 23. He's scheduled for release on December 23rd of 2032. Jill Duggar Diller, Joseph's older sister, one of Josh's documented victims, someone who spent years publicly and painfully distancing herself from this family, posted a statement through her family blog. She and her husband said they found out about Joseph's arrest through a text message from a friend, not a call from a parent, not a family meeting. A friend texted them a link to a news report. That's how they learned their brother had been arrested and charged with doing that to a child. The same way the rest of us did. Their statement condemned the abuse without qualification, expressed direct support for the victim and her family, and made no attempt to minimize what the charges described. They didn't go the sensationalized fiction route. And of course they wouldn't. They're respectable people who realized and saw the light of the cult they were being brought up in and got the F out. Notably, Jim Bob Duggar and Michelle Duggar, you know, the ones who are the moral authorities for the world, the parents of all 19 of these children, the architects of a public image built across a decade of network reality television show that talk like this, the couple who stood in front of cameras for years and sold America the idea that this household was a functioning model of faith, family, and wholesomeness. Well, they've issued no statement as of yet. Wonder if we'll get one at some point. Wonder if it'll be anywhere near the level of what Josh put out. I don't know. I'm curious. I have no idea. I have no way am I saying that they had any idea that any of this was going on at all. You know, who the fuck knows? Multiple media outlets contacted the Duggar's family official media request website across multiple days following both arrests. No response, no comment, nothing. Too busy praying the sin away, right? We're sorry. We're busy praying it away. That's a joke. A man serving federal time for child charges called it sensationalized fiction. The sister, who was herself a documented victim condemned the charges immediately. And clearly, the parents of the 19 kids, two of whom are criminally charged in cases involving harm to children, have said absolutely nothing. There you go. Two Duggar sons, one in federal prison on a child convictions of content. I'm trying to say it without getting flagged on YouTube. The appeal exhausted, release date set for 2032. One now facing potential life. This is actually a stiffer charge. This is, if you're like, who's done worse? I mean, it's all bad. But in terms of charges and potential consequences, this is worse. Things just got far worse for the Duggar family. On a charge he admitted to before he was ever arrested, he's sitting in a county jail in Arkansas waiting for the state of Florida to come pick him up with four additional misdemeanor charges in his home state stacked on top. A wife arrested 2 days after her husband, facing her own charges in her own case, out on bond with court dates ahead, four children at the center of an investigation that law enforcement has said clearly is not finished. The compound in Northwest Arkansas that became a crime scene. Family that built its entire identity around the idea that they had something the rest of us didn't. Moral superiority, whatever the hell they were doing. And has now watched that claim collapse twice in 5 years under the weight of criminal charges involving their 19 kids and counting. The deeper history of this family, the theology that shaped it, the closed belief system that made silence the default response to harm, the pattern that allowed the same damage to repeat across decades. That context lives in previous work. It matters. It's there if you want it. The story isn't that. You can go back and you can listen to some of our previous reporting on it. We have a lot more to come on it too in the coming weeks. We're going to be digging far deeper into this religion. I put it in air quotes. Is it even classified as a religion anymore? I think that might have changed. I got to look into it. The story is 1 week, two states, two investigation, charges explained plainly, sourcing stated honestly, distinctions drawn clearly, because the people at the center of this, not the Duggars, the other people, deserve to have it told that way. A 14-year-old girl in Florida sat across from an investigator and described what had happened to her when she was 9 years old. She didn't have to do that. It took 5 years for her to get there. When she did, she set every single event of this weekend in motion. Everything, every warrant, every arrest, every charge, every mugshot, every statement from a prison cell flows directly from her decision to say what she said out loud. And she deserves for people to understand that. And four children in Arkansas, age 3, 5, 6, and 7, have no context for any of this. They didn't choose this family, this house. They're the smallest people in the entire story, and they're carrying the most of it. Whatever comes next in these courtrooms and these investigations in these two states, they'll be living with the consequences of it for a very long time to come. Those are the people the story is about. And the victim in Florida. Not the Duggars. Them. Your thoughts in the comments section. On YouTube and Substack. I'm not surprised, are you? I mean, come on. Look at the ecosystem. When this is the recipe for people, this is what you get. Let's stop being surprised and start being preemptive. That's what everybody should be looking at with anybody in that religion. When you create a structure like this, you create people like this. Not all of them turn out to be like this, but you have certainly created a plateau for people with certain propensities to go certain distances that they otherwise would not have been, in my opinion. Again, your thoughts in the comment section. Are Jim Bob, is he just the most unlucky father in the world, just has the best of intentions, the best of everything, and gosh, it all just went to shit? Is this the Lord testing him on his faith? I mean, there's a thousand ways people look at this. And I'm not accusing him of any wrongdoing. But damn. Look at this group of monsters you made. Something went wrong. What was it? Again, your thoughts in the comment section. We'll continue our conversation there. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's talk. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots.
You can't beat that.
So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.